Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Sport After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Repsinger is here, and we're glad he's here, too. He's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. President of On Point Consulting, author of Flexible Leadership, author of Closing the Execution Gap, just among other books that he's written. He's a very astute and highly regarded management expert and leadership expert, and we're so fortunate to have him as part of our world. Rick Repsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always, Rick. So I was telling the audience about the work that you've done in transformational leadership, and I was using that. I mentioned that term, and I asked them, you know, do you even know what that means? And I said, it probably sounds fast, and it should sound fast because, Rick, these days, the world is almost turning over. You know, in retail, there's a term called turns, right? And turnover, you know, restaurant people have a term they call, you know, turnover, meaning how many times do you turn over your table, right? In a night.
Right.
And so the world seems to be doing that, doesn't it? Every 90 days, the world flips over and becomes another world almost. And if not 90 days in your world, maybe 6 months or a year. But things are moving fast, and it calls for transformational leadership, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's really why there's been so much conversation about this idea of being a transformational leader, because change really is the norm now, and transformational leadership is all about being able to initiate and manage the change. So not necessarily being reactive to events around you, but basically kind of identifying the need and moving the organization forward. So
beyond even managing, leading change, even leading it, yes. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Taking the initiative and kind of driving it forward. The interesting thing about
otherwise you become roadkill, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or you're trying to always catch up. You're trying to always just kind of stay on top of things. The idea of being a transformational leader is sort of being a little bit ahead of the curve,
right,
and being able to, as you're saying, lead the process to accelerate the change, to be able to drive it forward as opposed to having it drag out for a period of time.
Right, right, exactly.
The interesting thing about transformational leadership is that when you read about it or hear about it, like in the literature, it makes it sound like that is sort of a superpower, that is sort of superhuman, that is beyond like normal people, and only
right.
a few people can be transformational leaders.
Like supernatural, some kind of supernatural thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's really not true at all. You know, transformational leadership is really, in some ways, it's an attitude or it's a point of view, but it's also specific skills, specific behaviors that anybody can learn.
So well, you've identified four of the main elements of a transformational leader. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, the first is really this idea that it's having a vision, having a picture of where you want the organization to go. But again, although sometimes these visions can be changing the industry or being broad and dynamic, these visions don't have to be world-changing. They can be very basic and fundamental, like things like eliminating waste or having more efficient work processes,
mm-hmm.
or a fact-based decision. These are all visions or a future state that you can move to. They don't have to be enormous or very, very broad. So the idea, though, is to be able to have that vision of a desired future state that you can then communicate.
Sort of an overarching, yeah. What are we here for? What's the big,
yeah.
What's the big reason why we're here?
Yeah, it's related to the mission, but it's also, again, it's the difference between what's happening now and what you want to have happen in the future.
When I bring new people on board, I tell them that we take our business very serious, but we don't take ourselves very serious.
Right.
We get the job done and we take care of our customers, but we also have fun. And that's the way I think about my overarching attitude about what we're doing here. What do you think?
Right. So then the second.
Go ahead.
The second item is this idea of charisma. But interestingly enough, again, charisma is really what has people feeling like I could never be a transformational leader because I'm not charismatic.
That puts some people off, doesn't it, charisma?
Yeah, it does, because it feels like something you're like born with, or
right,
that's only a special characteristic.
Like you and me, right, Rick?
Yeah, like people like us, right? Should be there. But the truth is that, you know, charisma is also something you can learn. In other words, it's not this superpower or unusual characteristic. A lot of charisma is the demonstrating self-confidence. Is one key component of charisma, and just having self-confidence. The other is being able to use story to make your point,
right,
and to engage people in your cause, mm-hmm, overall. Mm-hmm. So those are some key pieces. And there's also a thing they call displaying a strong presence and displaying warmth, you know, and even around self-confidence,
right,
valuing yourself, you know, standing out, physical characteristics from the
house. Rick, let's move on to the third one, because this is an important one.
The challenging people?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the challenging people is really encouraging. It's mostly about focusing on the implementation side, which is encouraging people to use critical thinking and to create a culture of creativity and innovation. And on the critical thinking side, what you're really trying to do is enhance people's judgment and the quality of their, mm-hmm, decisions by minimizing the biases that tend to diminish our decision making.
You're maximizing the brain power of your organization, is what you're doing, aren't you?
Yes.
And the innovation. And then the last one. This is really important, because if you're going to really have all this transformational stuff going on, you got to let them know that you care about them, don't you?
Yeah, it's really about making personal connections, being empathetic, passionate, but it's also encouraging personal, professional development,
right,
as well.
They're still human beings, after all. Well done. That was a great tour of transformational leadership, folks. Nobody else could do it besides Rick Hepsinger, I promise you. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.